Okay, good evening, everybody. So last week we finished Malchus, kingship, and we discussed what Melech is. Today's topic is called Avdi Hashem, being a servant of Hashem, which is a build-up from what we discussed previously of Malchus. Imkol Nizkar Navin. So now that we have discussed everything with all of the necessary understanding and hashkafa and worldview of what Malchus means and how Shabbos is the manifestation of that and how what our part in that, we can understand what it says b'chol ha'ketuvim, all of Scripture. Shamalchus, when Malchus, when you have a true kingship, which he'll actually discuss briefly in a little bit, we have no modern day example of that. Certainly, as he just says over here, Shamalchus shibetoykva v'yoyfe, when a king, when there's a real king, a real beloved king. I gave an example of today in the Jewish world. You can see it by a beloved Rebbe. If you go to Bell's, you'll see how they look to the Rebbe. If you go to, when I was in the Mir Yeshiva, not Rasen Tzvi Finkel, the Yeshiva of the Mir, was a king. He was beloved. He walked and people loved him. They wanted to do what the Yeshiva wants. Right? You have Chassidim, Satmar, and Chabad, what does the Rebbe want? Everyone is there serving the king, serving the Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, like where Matzah Sam Mashkich had that aura as well. Everyone's looking to do and to follow and to grow. And to the leader, it's not just that you have a leader, you have followers. The followers are looking to the leader for leadership. They want to emulate him. They want to be inspired. They want to be led by the person. So again, you won't see that in government today. Certainly far from it. On the contrary, think of how a chassid speaks of the Rebbe and thinks about how a citizen speaks of the president. Or certainly the opposite side. Even the people who vote for the person, they'll lampoon him. So certainly the opposite side. I remember my first real experience. I was living in Philadelphia 20 years ago. And I behind the car, and I see it's the town. Something about George Bush, George W. should go back to the idiot should go back to a little village in Texas. Like some nothing against you, lady. So the village idiot should go back to Texas. Like that's how you speak of the president of the United States. You know, crazy. So we don't live in a world where we see that, but we can see in the Jewish world. You can see it by a real king. Is by a Rebbe or big Rosh Yeshiva, who is beloved, and their students, even by in small yeshivas, the Rosh Yeshivas, the Talmidim, look to the Yeshiva, they want to emulate the Rosh Yeshiva, desire to be the Rosh Yeshiva, they want to be good, they are followers of the Rosh Yeshiva or the Rebbe. And going back to the mashal, the metaphor, in a shulchan, the table, havanu mechamesha chatichas, we said that the table comes from five pieces of wood, comes together, and then you get a table. Ma'ata eitzim. Now these pieces of wood, these planks of wood, we don't. When you look at your desk, lady, or it's like whatever, you don't look at. You look at a desk or a table. You don't think of planks of wood. Right? It's no longer before it's constructed, before it's manufactured. You look at it in the artisan's shop and the carpenter shop as wood. But once afterwards, it's a desk, it's a table. It becomes that table. Then, therefore, it's only called a table. Right? If you ask, if somebody walks in, they ask, what's that? You don't say it's trees. You say it's a shulchan. You say it's a table. Zimamish when avdus is. Shekom atzias a prop. You're no longer in a real kingship, right? You're no longer again, it doesn't take away your uniqueness and individuality, but your essence, right? If you ask a chassid, what are you? I'm Satmar, I'm Lubavitch, I'm Belz, I'm Ger, right? If you ask the Shibach, I'm a Brisk, I'm Mir. The definition becomes who you are, what you love, what you're connected to in that world. And that's what it means to really have a kingship, Etzlenu, and by us, Hamusik Avish is a Reach Shal Shiflus. The Filuk Shalom Kach Amosh Rabbeinu, by us, we want to be Avadim. We're looking to be servants. Even by Moshe, it says, Ki Eved Naman Karaslo. Moshe was, it was an Eved Naman Tashem. And this is such a thing. We think of Moshe as an Eved Naman, a true servant of Hashem. At some level, no one wants to be really a servant, right? No one wants to be really a servant. Why? Because you want your autonomy, you know, personal greatness. It's very hard to say to serve. But he said, but the Talmud says a remarkable thing: if you're a true servant to the king, you're like the king itself. If you're close to the king, you're a servant to the king. Again. Just going back, because we don't have it in our world. A little bit in the army, some regiments of the SEAL, maybe the Navy SEALs, you're proud to be part of that. You view yourself as royalty because you're one of them. But by us, if someone says, they're this chassid, they have pride. There's a sense of pride, a sense of kingship. And there's a sense of kingship that it creates a sense of stolz, so to speak. A sense of pride. I'm connected to the king. I'm a servant of this king. I am this chassid, and I love my rebbe. And being that makes me royal, makes me regal. You know, we start actually. You know, Haman was so excited to be invited by Esther to Achashverosh. He wasn't the king, but being in the party. Baruch Hashem was invited to get killed in that case. But you're connected. I don't know if any of you who are on here, or actually I'm sure people listening, if you ever go to a big tish in Yerushalayim, you go there, they feel like royalty being there. They're there Friday night, and the Rebbe's there. You know, I was just talking to you about Chabad and Purim. So if you're going to, if you ever watch the Fabregas, I think I mentioned this a while back, everyone who's there feels like they're part of it. They're like, they themselves become a king. When you're connected, you get malchus. You become bigger than yourself. But being a servant to the right king, obviously, we're not talking about the king Louis XIV or Caesars or Tsars, which were wicked people. But if you, again, think of being in King David's court, if you can imagine a big tisha for Reagan or Purim by the Rosh Hashiva, Al Achas Kama V'Kama by Dap. You're in the right place. You feel you become greater than yourself. You are a small person, but when you're around Malchus and you're serving that, you become, it uplifts you. You become greater. She's funny because I'm speaking tomorrow in Miami Beach, Florida, flying for the day. My father's involved in something, and I have to actually mention my grandparents, my great grandparents. So my great grandfather was built up schools in his town in Poland. He was a big Ger Chassid, and he would go to the Ger Rebbe, who at the time was the Imre Emes. He was a big person. He would go because he'd become greater, and he was connected to something greater. Well, the Emes. You think, actually, if you look at more Nebuch in Yiddishkeit, you know, the Rachmanes Gedol is on the Melech. Even in a human king, it's why the Talmud says, in the Darim, Lav Malka Ana Dem Nehana Lach, V'Alman Hasli, a king only gives and gets very little back. Why? Because a Yiddish king is not a person who collects taxes for himself. Its whole essence is to give to others. In fact, the Lashon, the language of the Rambam, Maimonides, is that the heart of the king is the heart of the nation. It's the concern. Go back to the metaphor, the true metaphor of a Rebbe. If you're the Belzer Rebbe, it's not about you. You're the Rebbe because you're constantly worrying, thinking about, looking to give to your Hasidim. If you are a Rosh Hashiva, Nassim Tzvi Finkel, I mentioned, was my Rosh Hashiva. I'm about to sell some of my mashkichas in Lakewood. Their life was all giving to other people. They didn't sleep. They had everyone's problems. Right? If you have a real rabbi, the rabbi is concerned not about himself. He he's concerned about everyone else. Obviously, right? That's actually why sometimes you need boundaries, because your real concern is about other people's growth. In fact, you know, the Talmud says that a rav of a shul or a community who doesn't, everyone likes them all the time, is not a real rav, because they're not saying what needs to be said. It's not about you. It's about the other people. It's about giving to other people. Right? The whole thing is he gives everything to raise the level of his people. Like the table. The table is given everything by the trees, but the shulchan himself is nothing. It's the composite of what the trees are. The Talmud says in Ksubis, a king who gives up on his honor, he can't be, because so the shulchan can't not be a shulchan. A table cannot be a table. It means if you're the king, you have. By the way, I gave you an example of a rabbi. Let's get a rabbi. Rabbi Mishal is a rabbi. He has to be the rabbi, but his essence is to give to others. But if he's not concerned about people being disrespectful or being inappropriate to him, or the rebbe, or the Rosh Hashiva, then what he's really doing is he's ruining the essence of everyone else. If there is no rebbe, there is no chassidim. Okay, if there is no king, there are no followers, there are no people. Right? You can't. If you are the, you know, Rav Hutner was Rosh Yeshiva Chaim, was a beloved Rosh Yeshiva. He made them walk backwards out of his office. It was not about him. It was that they would be able to. And not, most Rosh Yeshivas don't do that. But it was about the followers that they should be able to have that boundary and connect. He was actually dealing with younger boys who may not have had as much reverence. So, and if a king or a rabbi, or a shiva, or a rav, they don't stick up for not their honor, right? I think I've said this when I was a rav in Amacha for many years. You don't stand up for the rabbi, for him, and the contrary, it's bad for Peter. It's, you stand up for you. It's not about the rabbi. It's about you. A person needs to have cover for a rav. A chassid needs to appreciate the rabbi. People need to have a king. We're in a very unhealthy environment in America today. By the way, I'm just telling you, most of these people who are supporting the Nazis, Hamas, are hate America, period. The vast majority of people who are in those crowds, whether they're Arab or far-left liberal, woke liberal, they hate this country. They have no reverence for anything. I'm not talking about just... And you see how they damage things of the country. They don't believe in the values of the place, right? And therefore, to the extent that they're not confronted, by the way, they're not stopped. It damages the essence of this country, right? Everything about it's damaging. B'chem was a king, Rechavim. The Malachim Allah says that Rechavim, of course, who took over for his father Shlomo, in Hayos Tia Ever La'am Hazeh Va'avaritim, if you serve them, they'll be your slaves, and that's true. Shavadim Hem La'Melech, you know, Shavamelech La'Hem La'Eved means a real leader gives of his life. Actually, I on Shabbos I davened by the dying in Chicago. He was a Shmuel first. I sit very close, and very often when he's not there, I myself have the opportunity to speak in the shul. It's a very learned shul. So the first, besides being one of the biggest Torah scholars in the country, he runs the Chesed organization in Chicago. He gives millions of dollars a year to needy families, to widows, orphans, to people. His whole life is about giving to others. He could sit back in a lounge. He doesn't sit back in a lounge chair. It's all about giving to others. The king serves Malki Oilam. Shiro atzma al yoinim, and kings who think they can sit on a chair, it's not a Yiddish thing, it's not a Jewish thing, they throw up what a real king should be. He says, v'doreinu, in our generations, we don't have understanding this, with our politica modernit, in our modern day politics, shekol kach hashtianat fisa b'maos hamalchus, right, we have no, everything is totally off. But mitzah b'nei adam, akama shem muhsorim kulam l'malchus, we should know if you have a real king, if you have a real rebbe, You have a real Rav, you have a real Rosh Hashiva. I'm giving even modern day examples. And you give yourself over, you will be uplifted, right? You will grow. You will benefit. You will glean. I just saw a Rashi. Masechta Shabbos, Chazaring Shabbos, Mivring Shabbos. Rashi says that a real person doesn't make a move without their Rav. You understand what that is? I'm not talking about brushing your teeth. But any big decision, any life decision, a real Talmud always asks the Rav. That's an Eved. You think you're worse off from asking a very wise Rav? You're way better. Certainly in Ruchnius, you will be in spirituality. You'll be that being that obvious will lead you on the proper path of life. Will get you to the yellow brick road to Gan Eden, as opposed to getting lost in the forest. But even in many life decisions, I'm not talking about necessarily what stock to invest in. I'm talking about the life decisions that a person has. If they have a Rebbe, they have a Rav, they have a king, they're higher up. You benefit and you glean by that. Your person can be lost without that. Just like a Shulchan, Ksas Ben Eitz iterates the Smas of a Shulchan. Let's say a part of the table is broken. It's not part of it. It's like it's lacking, or it's ugly, or it's deformed. Lo tsur v'lo, right? Kamokin, when a person is lacking in avdus. Now, by the way, the ultimate avdus is a Jew doesn't have Hashem as their king, which we'll get to in a moment. But I'm just giving an example. If a person doesn't have a Rebbe, a Rav, a teacher, a Rosh Hashiva, whatever, they're lacking in this world on a small level. Forget for Hashem. You will not be as great in this world. Period. You will be lower. You will not be greater. You have nothing. You're not carrying anything bigger than you. And just like a table, when you remove, so the same thing. Now I'll get to the ultimate king, is Hashem. When the more a person nullifies themselves to Hashem and to Hashem's Torah, and we live to do what Hashem wants from us. You're more of a Yid, you're more of a Yehudi, you're more of a Jew. And then your essence becomes, as I mentioned, I'm Satmar, I'm Lubavitch, I'm Ger, I'm Bells, I'm Visionitz, right? Kotsk, Ishbitz, go, right? Vishamnu, Karash, we're called by your name. When you see your essence, right, when you see a Torah, a Jew, a from Yid, you're calling Hashem's name. You're on Hashem's team. V'shimcha ha'gadol v'kashol ha'krashi. You have Hashem's great name and holy name on you. Moshe, because he wanted to be a divine person, was called an Eved. Moshe, who spoke to God. Moshe, who was the intermediary of course, Hashem spoke to all of us at the time, but he was the main intermediary of the Torah. Was an Eved. Was a servant of Hashem. Adam writes to this low rock Yehudi, Gam Isha Oilam, Arizubulita Mukhwaris. But just like a table, you can be deformed. If you want to be Moses Mendelssohn style, beginning of reform, not the right, where you're a servant to Hashem, then you have your own personal life. You're Jekyll and you're Hyde, where you don't follow Hashem in certain areas. I'm not talking about a person who's weak. I'm not a person who's starting off. I'm not a person who makes a conscious decision on this. I'm a free man. I follow the Constitution. I don't have to listen to Hashem. It's a free country. I do what I want. So I'll go to shul and Shabbos, I'll do this. But when I work, I'll be a little bit, more doing a couple of things. I won't act such like a servant of Hashem. I'll be free from, I'm free at work. I won't eat on kosher, but I'll be a little freer. Or the company party, or whatever it may be on vacation. That you're lacking your tzuri. When the minute you lack being ever, you're lacking being a tzuri day. Ha'avdus, he's spotless, the midas. Kol, Amalchus. The more you're a king, right? I said that Rashi in the beginning of Yud Aleph, Masechta Shabbos, who asks everything for the Rebbe, that chassid, who asks everything for the Rebbe. Imagine a chassid asks from the Rebbe and then doesn't do certain things. And he's not a real chassid. You're lacking in some of your chassidus. If you're a Talmud Rosh Yeshiva, you follow the Rosh Yeshiva. And if you're following the King of Kings, Hashem, who is all powerful, omnipotent, Hashem says, just when you do it. Now again, I'm not saying there's not people who are weak or struggles. It's probably people who consciously make decisions, do it in the world they want. They're lacking in being an evident of Hashem. They're lacking in their self. Vizeh, we're going to swing back to Shabbos soon, by the way. This is all for Shabbos. It's for everything, but we're connecting to Shabbos. Vizeh soyd in yonam shalom mitzvahs kolom. That's about everything, all Torah and mitzvahs. Lassus tzivo shal kodesh baruch. We are servants of Hashem. It was spato l'tzoyin yitzparach. The following says, V'akama shal kodesh baruch hu koilo shal chaya adam. And the more Hashem is our focus, and we're, so to speak, talmidim, chasidim, servants of Hashem, v'adam is kabel malchus, and we accept the kingship of Hashem, ba'ava, with love, l'izbato elav yisparach b'chol ma'isav, havehu atzmo, that we become kings. We become royalty. When we serve Hashem, we are b'nei malachim. We are children of, we become royalty. The Evan Melech Melech, we're at the king's party. Uva Marechas Hamitzvus, Hurrah is spotless. The Kabbalah's Malchus Shoyna Mitzvah Mitzvah. There's different mitzvahs. Obviously, Shema is all about accepting the yoke of heaven. But different mitzvahs, all mitzvahs have this component. Some more, some less, some more defined. But the mitzvah that shows the most, that's Mora al Avdus, that your life, you are a servant of Hashem. You know what mitzvah is? It's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. There's nothing more than Shabbos, which is totally, we change everything we do from the week because we are servants of Hashem. Sheko amal ha'anan lepiu, right? Your parnasa, your chayas, shalom tzulim malachta, what you're doing, everything changes on Shabbos. You can't pick up a pen on Shabbos. You can't turn off your alarm clock on Shabbos. You don't usually drink wine, you're going to drink wine or grape juice or on Shabbos. Whatever it is, you don't do anything, there's no email, text, phones, work, you're dead. Nothing. You don't go jogging on Los Gatos Trail. Nothing like that. Your day in, day out routine is different. What are you on Shabbos? You're a servant of Hashem. You're literally like we just said, like the student who asks the Rebbe everything. Everything you do on Shabbos, you have to know, is it Shabbos stick? Could you do it on Shabbos? Is it muksa? Is it permitted? Right? I'm not saying we sit there because we know it already. But really, we are defining ourselves as everything is what we're doing. Can I do this on Shabbos? I can't do it on Shabbos. Is this what Shabbos is about? It's not Shabbos what it's about. The Elecha Mitzvah Shavakifa, there's nothing that's all-consuming and highlights that we are served as Shabbos. Shekol Rega, every second of Shabbos, V'chol Ma'isah, everything we do, you have to know, is it muksa, is it borer, is it selecting, is it the dabar, could you have this conversation on Shabbos, is it, or is it Shabbos, is that. V'prat masha Shabbos zmana, it's, we know Shabbos is approximately 25 hours from beginning to end, it's the kasha, ze'ima, shekasa of the Rama, the Ma'ani says in Sefer Mitzvah, the book of Mitzvahs, the Rama says that there's a mitzvah deraisa, to daven every day, and even you can daven any time of the day, it says, manas kol yom. And the Ramban, Nachmanides, says, if he says, deraisa, how can you say it's the whole day? But the Ramam says, right? All day you can daven and get the mitzvah. But Shabbos, everything is about that. It's not like other mitzvahs. It's a day where we are totally chasidim, talmidim, servants of Hashem. Now, even though every day that we can have, but we don't. It's not as emphasized. It's not as focused, right? other Makayim Kol Mitzvos, Adayin Ein Zohar Chocha. Great. The Talmud says when the Roman Emperor wanted to see, Medrash actually says, the Jews, he's an example to him, the Jews are servants of Hashem. When he went and he saw all the Jewish houses were keeping Shabbos. But it was in Rome after the destruction 2,000 years ago. V'raka Shabbos, he's spotless like Kimura. Again, when you think of a religious Jew, a from Jew, an Orthodox Jew, a Torah Jew, the definition that is sociologically is Shabbos. Who keeps Shabbos? She's batlas ha-gemura le-shvisa mekol yon ha-olam. It's megali, you're sowing that you're a servant of Hashem. U'kmo sheninskir le-el sheba-olam ha-yehudi machinim yehudi ha-nemel le-tairah. Right? And just, again, call somebody a shomer Shabbos, a keeper of Shabbos. She'az be-emes kolulus metzias yehudi. She'shevis, that's the essence. It says, because Hashem says, you don't do this, you don't do it. V'chem Shabbos, and therefore Shabbos, the Talmud says it's connected kol ha-mitzvahs. V'yeshu oye mitzvah achas sheyesh ba'avos lo pachas b'shabbos kodesh. There's another mitzvah, by the way, which is also the essence, the biggest mitzvah, right, which is like Shabbat Shabbos, which is Torah, and specifically learning Torah Shel Peh, Gemara. U'chiyadua, and as we know, the kol Talmud chacham, every Torah scholar, harayt l'kras es ha-Torah, if you want to get Torah, you have to give yourself over. You can't sit there and just chew gum and have pretzels and learn a little bit here. Really, to become a Torah scholar, you give yourself over to Torah. Actually, the Talmud says it. Adam ki yamos b'oil. You literally kill yourself in the tent of Torah. V'darshu chazal, the divrei Torah miskayamin. Torah comes to a person's memes. But what is memes? Just like on Shabbos, you're dead to the world. You're dead to the world. You don't take your phone calls. You don't call people. You don't text. You don't worry about Google or Cisco or Intel or the real estate properties or anything else. You're dead. When you're learning, you're dead. It doesn't exist. You're not looking at your phone. You're not thinking about the office or the chip or whatever. You're thinking about Taisvis. You're thinking about Nida, Brachas, Yevamos. And it's giving it over. When you're an Eved, it's interesting. He says the Zohar. You know what the Zohar calls a Torah scholar? The Zohar calls a Talmud Chacham Shabbos because it's the same Yisoid. Liman Torah is obvious on Shabbos Mamish. So I just we're going to hold here because we're going to build off this for next week. The essence of being an Eved is to give yourself over. When people think to be an Eved is a loss. You lose your autonomy. No, that's you build yourself that way. You grow that way. Right? By the way, in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, in Torah, when you have a Rebbe, you have a Rosh Shiva, you have a Rebbe, you're that much better. So too, when we achas kama, how much worse when we give ourselves over to Hashem. That's the essence of being a Jew. And Shabbos is the biggest illustration of that. And so as we come, we finished Malchus, we're starting Avdi Hashem, and next we'll continue off this next week. To realize, it's not just that Shabbos is the manifestation of Melech. Shabbos really shows that we're Avadim, we're servants of Hashem, we're Chasidim of Hashem, we're Talmidim of Hashem, we don't do anything without Hashem. And that makes us so much greater as people, and so much greater as Jews. Okay, we'll hold here. Good Shabbos, everybody.